Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Ayin Dalad, and this week's shiurim are sponsored in memory of Milton Ehrenreich, whose yard site is Chaf Shvat, sponsored by Shimi and Karen Ehrenreich. We thank you for the sponsorship. Okay, we are on daf Ayin Dalad. We will start with the fourth line. Up till there was really in the middle of the previous sugya, so we'll start with the fourth line on Ayin Dalad Amid Aleph. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Amar Rav. Rav tells us, as we know, we're in the sugyas of Ta'aroves, of mixtures. Yesterday, I alluded to it on Friday, I had forgotten that the following day talks about it, Kavua, Mechzal, Mechzal, called the Parish, Meruba Parish. All the sugyas, all the rules and regulations come up here. We spoke about Bittel on Friday. So now we have different halachas also related. So Rav Nachman says the name of Rav Baravua, the name of Rav. Taba'as shel avodas kochavim, shenis arva b'mea tabos. So I'm talking about Tarovis of Avodah Zarah. There is a ring of Avodah Zarah. What does that mean? A ring of Avodah Zarah? So look at Rashi here. Rashi doesn't say anything. But he does say something. You look down about the 15th skinny line, that's where the Rashi is. Tabash Avodah Kochavim. So Rashi says, Sheniskashta Avodah Kochavim. It doesn't mean that you worship the ring, or that it was part of the idol, but you beautified the idol with it. You see on the side, it says, as whenever Rashi is out of order, should be before. So we never really ask, we think like it's a printer's error, if it was out of order. But here, the Netziv, the Rambam saw that picks up on, that he thinks that there's a reason that Rashi here only defines it at the end of the sugya. As we will see. Keep that in mind. We'll answer that when we get to the end of the sugya. But the Netziv makes that ha'ara, even though usually we don't think much of it, and we just think it is an error. If you look in the Sheet of Kobat, says he just takes out the whole thing. Just takes out the whole thing. But again, the Netziv tries to be matzdik, as we'll see. So a tabaz avodah zarah. You have a ring that was, an avodah zarah was decorated with, that got mixed up with 100 other rings. V'nafla achas mehem liyama gadol. And one of them, then, fell into the Yamagadol. So then, Hutru Kulam. They are all become mutter. Even though Avodah Zarah in 100 would be Aser, but once it fell in, it's okay, they're all mutter. Why? And obviously they all look the same. You can't tell the difference between any of them. Diamrinan, Hachdanafal, Hainu Diisura. The one that fell down is the Aser. Right? The one that fell into the water. You were allowed to assume that the one that fell into the water was the one that was Aser, and everything else is mutter. Why is that? Such a Kula. You got to rely on. How do you have your no? I have no idea. So why is it? So Tosfos says, because midaraisa, it's already batel. Tosfos v'nafla. Mishum de midaraisa bruba batel. Kid de pirashnu. On a daraisa level, as we spoke about on Friday, it's all batel. Bittel barov on Friday. We have all of these drabanans of davar chashuv and birya and chadir roilus kabed. All of these halachas that are not batel drabanan. But again, that gets into the world of drabanans. So what's in the world of drabanans? So then, once we have another tzad l'hakel, then we will. Tosis continues, Mishum hachi hikilukan, and that's why we are makel here, because midaraisa, it really is already batel. Tosis continues, something that will come up later, but we'll read it now, because it's here. V'daf ganaf l'memela. This is only if it fell down by itself. It happened to fall down. The language of Rav is, V'naf l'achas mehen. Aval hipila, but if you threw it into the Yam HaMelech, because somebody was in the shir on Friday and heard the Pisrei Tshuva and says, if I don't rely on Bittel, I'm not be Karis. So I'm gonna create my own Bittel to prove that I'm a believer. So somebody says that, so then it doesn't work. I feel the shogeg kansin not too amazing. That is the principle that's gonna come up on Abed Beis as well. We had a Tuesday night shir about it. Ein mevatlin isra l'chachila. You're not allowed to create Bittel on purpose. This isn't really Bittel. This is another way, right? Bittel already kind of occurred, but Bittel is being prevented from being chal. So I take one out. So now you're letting Bittel take place. So that's not exactly the same as Ein Mevatzlin Israel Chachilo, which means creating a situation of Bittel, but you are creating a situation where Bittel is going to work, even to Rabbanan. So that's what you're trying to do. So that's similar. Shogeg Shogeg. Katsidatu Bezer. The source of that, we'll just mention the source, and we'll talk more about it on the base. The source of that is the Mishnah Trumos. The Mishnah Trumos in Perek Hey Mishnah Tes. The Mishnah says, Sa'at Truma, Shenafla, Lefachos Mimea. If you have a Sa'at Truma that fell into less than 100 of Chulin, As we said on Friday, 1 to 100 is by Truba, Kilei Kerem, and Arlo. Maybe we said this on Thursday. Is a 1 to 200. But it fell to a less than 100 of Truma, of Chulin. So therefore, that mixture is now Midume. The Acharkach Naflu Shab Chulin. And then more Chulin fell in. So then Im Shogeg Mutter. If it was Shogeg Mutter, that's Bittel. That's fine. Im Mezid Asur. But if it's Bemezid, then it is Asur, because Im Mavat Lenis Rachila. So Tosfos is applying that principle to a case where Bittel occurred to Oraisa, but it's just, thank you, it's just being held back from being able to be Chal Midrabanan. Says the Tosfos, we would say the principle of Knas in that case too. So again, in this case, it's only if it fell by accident and not if it fell on purpose. And then Tosfos adds, V'daf Gliyama Gadol She'ena Ba'en. Also, this case of the rings is only if you got the whole mixture of the rings and then one ring fell into the sea. That's what we could say, the one in the sea was the Isser one. Avol Pirsha Lo. But if you just separated, if one of them got separated from the mixture, still one is not allowed to say, the one that got separated from the mixture is the one that's Isser and all the others are Mutter. No, you can't say that. Only if the one that got separated is not here anymore. Okay, that we'll see later on. That's all Tosfos. Three important lines of Tosfos. Number one, why are you allowed to assume that the Isser one fell into the sea? Because Midaraisa is already batal. Number two, it's only if it happened b'shogeg, happened by accident. And number three, only if it's not there anymore, it's not ba'en. But if it was ba'en, so then it would be not allowed. If you look at the Rambam has a different pshat why we're making in this case. Different than Tosfos, that Midaraisa batal. The Rambam says, Svek Sveka. That's what we're able to be makel if it fell into the sea. Why? Says the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, in Perek Zayin. Avodah Zarah, Asheira, Shenisrafa, Afara, Aser Bana. Right? Avodah Zarah is Aser Bana. Safik Avodah Zarah, Aser. Even Safik Avodah Zarah is Aser. That's why in the mixture, you get it's still Aser, the whole mixture. Svek Sveka, Mutter. But a double down is Mutter. What are examples of this? He gives one, which we'll get to later, which I'm going to skip now. But then he says, our case, Taba'as shel Avodah Zarah, Shenis Arva B'mei Tabos. Right? It fell in into 100. V'naflu Shtayim. We'll get to why that is in a minute. V'hen L'yam HaGadol Kutru Kulam Shani Omer Osa Taba'as Haisa V'chal HaShtayim Shenaflu. That's what he says. That's what but it's in the context of Svek Sveka. That's what it seems that the Rambam holds is the Svar. So Machlok was told to the Rambam why it is Mutter. My nafkamina, what's the difference if it's Svek Sveka or if it's based on Midaraisa Bittel Berov? Are you allowed to take part in them all Bibas Achas? So according to Tosfos, the Isser, you're allowed to assume the Isser is not here anymore. Right, so you're allowed to use them all at once. No problem. You can wear all the rings at once. Get them off. According to the Rambam, what's the Svek Sveka? Each one that you pick up, maybe it's the other one in the group. If it's not in the group, maybe it's the one that fell out. Right? Something like that. So if that's true, so then maybe you cannot use each one of all of them together, Babas Achas. Okay, that's a suggestion, but anyway, this is for sure a bona fide machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam. Okay, getting back to the Gemara. So Rav says, if one has a ring that fell into a bunch of rings and then one of them fell out, you can assume it went into the Yama Gadol. So he asked the Gemara, isn't that against our Mishnah? Eisvei Rav Lo Rav Nachman. Eisvei Rav Lo Rav Nachman. Afilu achas beribo yemusu kula. And what did our Mishnah say? If you have one Shara Niskal, one Chata'as Mesa that fell into Chata'as Mesa that fell into a whole, got mixed up with a whole mixture, they all have to die. Just Gemara, why? Yeah, my. Nema, demis, isura demis. Once the first one dies, you have to leave them all to die. So once the first one dies, why aren't we allowed to say, just like when the first one ring falls into the sea, that was the Isser one, right? When the carbon dies, we just say, that was the one, that was the Sarai Niskal. So what would Rav do with our Mishnah? So Amar Lei, Rav would argue with our Mishnah. Rav to Amar Kribe Eliezer. Yes, the Gemara could have said, Rav Tanu Upalig, because Rav has that authority. He is on the border of the Tanam and the Amoran, but we rather not say that. Well, we don't have to. So we found another bona fide Tana. Rav holds like Rebbe Eliezer. Ditznan. Rebbe Eliezer says we're going to have him later on in the parak. Rebbe Eliezer, Omer, Im Karav Arosh, Shel Echad Mehen, Yikrvu Kol Harashim Kulan. Rebbe Eliezer is talking about the case later on, that if you have got a whole bunch of animals mixed up by Karbanis, and if you're a makriv one of the roshim of the Karbanis, you can assume that was the one in question, and the rest are going to be mutter. So you see, Rabbi Elazar is mekel. Whenever an action takes place, you're allowed to be mekel about the others. So too, Rav holds like that shita. But in the Chinami, our Mishnah is against that. Our town of our Mishnah would hold in the Avodah Zarah case, you're not allowed to be mekel based on the one falling into the sea. The Achronim ask here, what's the Havamina to compare animals and rings? By animals, don't we have a principle called Dichui? Well, we have that a number of times already. Right, there's a principle of, very recently, right, at the end of yesterday's daf, Bali Chaim Nidachim. Right, so what's that? This Mandamar is holding Bali Chaim Einam Nidachim. That's what this, Mandamar is holding. So what exactly is the reason why we wouldn't employ Dichui? So two answers given by the Achronim. The Shar HaMelech says that maybe the reason is because Dichui is enough to say why you shouldn't be able to be Makrovit. But who says it shouldn't be Mutala Hetiot? Meaning, after the first one gets a mum, says the, it's going to die, the rest should be able to be sold. And, you won't be makrovit, but you should be able to be nifta. So Shar Malach says, echinami, dichlu would apply, but that's only lehekdash, not lehedyot. But the Tzod Kadshim, that's another beautiful answer. Tzod Kadshim here in the Asifa Zakadim. Okay, haven't used this, sefer as much as we should, but Tzod Kadshim is written by Rav Avram Chaim Shor. The Baal Machaber of the Torah Chaim. Torah Chaim we've quoted before on Shas, Sanachron on Shas. So in this Sefer with four Achronim on Kachim, which the Chavetz Chaim put together, the Panim Meiros, and the Tzon Kachim, and the Berachat HaZevach, and the Chok Nasad. So those four, so here in the Tzon Kachim, he suggests, you know why Dichui wouldn't apply here? Dichui never applies if you have an option of doing something. There's no Dichui then. So here, the Torah tells us what to do here. When you have a case of animals, an animal becomes ruined and it can't be hooked up for this moment, like a mumar, that's what the Gemara spoke about, the mumar versus a shota, nishtata. We had it earlier, we had it in Sanhedrin and earlier in Zvachim. If somebody is mafresh a carbon and then they become a shota, so that animal is nidche, and then he becomes sane again, so can we breathe the carbon? So the Gemara brought up near nidichui. So there, it's not in your control. So that's what the Gemara says. I may be, Muma would be different because biyado lachsar. So here says the Tzon Kadshim, Lefiza Park Shapir, Dim Yeshlam Takana Bemisas Echon Mehem, Vyesh biyado lasakein, Lahamis Echon Mehem, Vakol Shesh biyado lasakein, Afilu Nire Venidche Lohavi Dichri. Velama Yamusu Kulam, Kibacha Mitzvah Lahargan, Havi Kimemela, Vyesh biyado lasakein. The Tzon Kadshim says, anytime that you have action, you have something to do to fix the situation, that's not dichui. Dichui means it's pushed aside, and there's no hope unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something. But here, it's you, it's Yamusu Kulan. Oh, Yamusu, you want to say it means Mamela, you don't actually kill them. We said from the Rambam at the beginning of the parak, you have to put them into a pasture and let them get a mum. But it's, the language is Yamusu Kulan, you're still doing something to lead it to get to this. You're putting it into you're not guarding it, the animals are going to bump into each other, they're going to get a cut on thorns, they're going to get a mum at some point. So therefore, that's considered enough in your control, says the Tzon Kadshim, that Dichui would not kick in.
Different than the ring where you also just said you can't actively throw it into the sea?
No, but this is what the Torah tells you to do, Yamusu Kulan. Where the Torah tells you to do this, biyadu l'sakein, that's not creating, that's the Gemara's question is that even if you do that, even though you're allowed to do that, you still don't say that it helps for your tarovas. That's the problem. Right? Still doesn't say it should help, it helps. The problem is, that's how the Gemara could compare it. Okay. So the Gemara says, it's machlokas. Rav would argue with our Mishnah. Rav holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. But even Rabbi Eliezer has a limit. V'ha Amar Rebbe Lazar, Lohita Rebbe Eliezer, El Shnayim Shnayim. Even Rebbe Eliezer, who says in that Mishnah, that it's, you could only assume that the problematic one was Hukrav if you did two heads at once. Two Russian. Aval Echad Echalo, but not one at a time. Why? What's two heads? Rashi has an important line. Rashi says, on the Siddi B'Masal V'ha Amar, so on the fifth line in that Rashi, Ubeko Chad Amrinan, we got to see what the case is. Read from the beginning. L'kamei pirkei. D'lo hiter Rebbe Elazar l'hakar v'sanu sari melo shnayim shnayim. D'vadai chad minayo dehateira. You know why two is good? Because one of them is for sure mutter. There's only one problematic rosh here. Shaharei lo nisari b'melo balmum echa. There's one balmum that got mixed in here. So you're not allowed to be makrivit. But once one was given, so then you could assume, but it's not one, it's one pair. Why? Ubekochad, in every one, if every pair, Amrina, we're allowed to say, midachavre, lav de isura, ihunami, lav de isurahu. Since one of them is for sure mutter, the other one is probably mutter too. You're allowed to assume that, once you're allowed to give it two by two. You could assume that one of them, it's like a double reason leheter. Number one, you could say, you could assume the usher one was given already, and then as you give it, there's a reason, utsad heter. That the heter, the mutter one, is there's a mutter one for sure in this pair, so therefore, you're allowed to give it, migu, that it, the, you're doing a mutter one, so you can assume the other one is also mutter. So the question is, over here, you only have one ring at a time, so how could you have a parallel of heter? So where is it in a chinami, amalei, ana tartika amina. Rav says, you're right, I was only talking about two. I was talking about two at a time, meaning you're allowed to sell two rings at a time. Even though it's Asr Bahana'a. So therefore, it fits in with Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. That's why the Rambam said two in that Rambam that I read before. Okay, a couple of Ha'aras. First of all, what's the Svara of? If you're giving two, one of them is Mutter, for sure. So the other one also, L'chora, has to be, we can assume that it is Mutter. So what's the Svara for that? So I saw the Stipler as a beautiful parallel. The Stipler says, by Isurim, we have something called Ikva Isura. We know when there are some Tanan that say, to bring an Ashram Tali. What's an Ashram Tali? We have it a lot. That if I do an Aveira, that if I did it B'mezid, I'd be Chayav Achatas. If I did it B'mezid, I'd be Chayav even more than Achatas. If I for sure did it by accident, if I for sure did it B'shogi, then I'm Chayav Echatas. If I'm not sure if I did it, I bring an Ashram Tali. Some Tanoim say in Meseches Krisus, we'll get there next year, Mesechus Krisus, that you're only chayav Rashab Tali if it's what's called Ikva Isura. If you only have one piece of meat, you're not sure if it's kosher or treif, and you ate it, then you're not chayav Rashab Tali. It's only if there are two pieces of meat, and one of them is for sure treif, and you ate one of them, and you're not sure which one is going to be, which one is kosher, which one is treif, and you ate one of them, that's called Ikva Isura, and therefore, that's where you chayav a karban Hashem Tali. So says the Stipler, the end of Zvachim, Simin Mem Vav Os Ches, maybe that's an exact opposite parallel to what's going on here. Rashi is saying a concept of Ikva Hetera. Once you know there's definitely Heter here, then Memelo, you're allowed to expand it. Just like Ikva Isura. You know there's Isser here. You don't know if you did it or not. So you know what? It's enough that you could assume that you did it, you gotta bring an Hashem Tali. Even though you don't know for sure. So here too, he says beautifully, Mikol Makom, even though it's the same Suffolk, what's the difference? If there's a piece of meat here that I'm not sure if it's kosher or treif, or there's two pieces of meat, the same Suffolk, I might have eaten treif, I might have not. What's the difference? No, still, Kiva Dikvi Surah Lefaneinu Alim Ha'Isser Yoser. The Isser becomes stronger. V'hachanami Ifcha, Kisho Ha'Isser Eino Ikva Lefaneinu, Kigod She'Eino Ela Suffolk Isser, Via Heter Ikva, Oz Alim Kawacha Heter Yoser, Kivan She'Ikva Hetera Lefaneinu. An amazing parallel. You have Ikva Isura by Hashem Tali. You have Ikva Hetera over here. Umishab Hachi, Kishe B'Sha'as Hakrava Ikva Bazeh, Chelek Heter Vada'is, Olim HaHeter Yosef Tarabazu. V'Efshar Shezeu Svaris Rashi. Shekasa Migu, Zeh Heterahu, Hainami V'chul. V'Hainil Fisha Ikva Patarabazu Hetera, V'lo Isura. That's the Stipler at the end. At the end of Zvachim, it's Simon Memvav, he has Ha'aris. Right, even though Sifo is usually has a topic for each of the simanim, Simon Mem Vav, the last Simon in Zvachim, he has 17 Ha'aras on Maseches Zvachim. So here is one of them that we have here. Okay, Viter. So the Gemara answered that according to Rabbi Elazar, and Rav is only if you do two by two. Now let's get back to that Nitziv that we mentioned earlier. The Nitziv said, Rashi's at the... On the side, it says, oh, Rashi's out of order. Says that it's saved. No, no, no. Maybe there's a reason why Rashi says what he says at the end. Because after all, what does it say? It says, Taba'as shel avodah zara. So if you were to translate that, what does that mean? Taba'as mamish avodah zara. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, no, Taba'as sheniskashit avodah zara. Avodah zara was adorned with it. It was decorated with it. Why is Rashi saying that? Because Rashi is bothered. There's a real chashash here. It's a real chashash. How can you be mako by avodah zara? By all these surim, by avodah zara, you can be mako. So that's why Rashi maybe says it. Says that it's if on the last line. What does the last line say? That we're really worried, and therefore we don't just say, "Oh, it's mutter if one falls out." You got to give two by two. We're really worried, and therefore we need a reason, another halachic principle, to overcome our chashash. Says that it's if. That's why Rashi says it at the end, because Rashi's but there's a real chashash here. So on the line of the Gemara, which reflects that there's a real chashash here, that there's a limit in the heter, only two by two, not one by one. So on that line, Rashi says that it is going to be, it's only by niskashi avodah zara, because by real avodah zara, maybe even that's not going to be allowed. Even that, even two by two, is not going to be allowed if it's mamish avodah zara. That is worship. Okay, good. The Ramah, by the way, that talks about in Yaradeya. Who do we pasken like? Do we pasken like Rav? So the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Yud Zayin talks about our case. Davar sheino batel machmash chashivuso. Something that is not batel because of its chashivus. Kagon baalechai, meaning it's not batel on a drabbanan level. Like our case. Tepas avodah zara. Tosa said it's vidar rice is batel. So it's not puzzled on a drabbanan level. Kabbalah chayim, ubiryev, chatichim ruilis kabeh, v'dover sheish tomatirin, all those cases, shenis ariv b'acherim, v'ne'achal echan mehem b'shogeg, one of them is not here, by accident, not here, right, not just separated, o nafal me'atzmo layam, b'inyin she'ne'evan min ha'olam, hutru kal ha'acherim. Tosas paskas like Rav. The Shulchan Aruch, I'm sorry, paskas like Rav. Right, hutru kulam. Kshanu tolon lomar ha iser halachlo. You're allowed to assume that the iser fell in. Right, that's what the Shah quotes what Tosva said and the Rashba. Hatam lekolel b'nei shekvar nisbatam b'netzar buro. But yeah, but this is daraisa like this. Let's say you have a piece of treif daraisa, a nevela that fell into a mixture, and then one fell out. You don't have this according to Tosva. Right, it's only in this case. V'dafka kishochal hadish aros shtayim shtayim biyachad. And again, Shulchan Aruch quoting our Gemara. To be man of Shach, ika chada de hetera. Avala ochlam achas achas, usr. But, see them one by one is usr. Then the Ramah adds, the afilu la ochlam shtayim shtayim, usr la adam echad le echol es kulam. The Ramah has a heter that is not in our Gemara, but he wants to say it's mistaver. Even one, the same, two by two, one person can't eat all of them. Can't eat all of them. Va'afilu beiz b'nei adam ein lachlam b'ba kulam b'bas achas. No matter what, so what's considered a tziruf of all of these? One person or different people at the same time. So that, again, is not in our Gemara. And the Taz here discusses, the Beis Yosef quotes, what's the source of this, but this is an important hosafa that the Tur has. And the Taz discusses whether we should really hold of this heter or not. Okay, look in the acronym here. Okay, that's an important, what do we paskin? Halacha lemaisa. The Rishash, just last hour, then we continue. The Rishash here discusses that Ramah, and he says, Achron Rabbanan on the Ramah. Why? Because Ramah says you can't eat it all at once, but it says you can be makriv all the karbanas, all the animals. So, that's the comparison. But isn't that similar to Adam Echad? If you can be makriv all the Russian, so isn't that similar to Adam Echad? So the Rishash says, no. Da'atu is a great line. Da'atu Mizbeach, it comes from the Gemara. Da'atu Mizbeach Gavrahu? Is the Mizbeach a person? V'husar al-achilas yisurim? Ha'isru al-akowein. Ha'makdir al davar asur lo. V'yesh lomar shagam sham. Yakrivim shnei kohanim dafka. Maybe, yeah, Rechidami. One Kohen shouldn't bring all these karbanos. There should be two Kohanim. And you know what? Two Kohanim shouldn't do it all at the exact same moment. But to do it one after another, the Mizbeach is not a person. Mizbeach Gavrahu, says the Rishash. And therefore, there's no problem with that question. It's a question of the Gro over there. But, that is that. Okay, Viter. So that's the Gemara. Amar Rav. Tabash Lavaris Kochavim Shiris Arab Bemeh Tabos. So, you have this case. A tabas gets mixed up. Upirshu. But then, instead of one falling into the arm, look what happened. It's split. Upirshu abam, lakam echar, vishishin lakam echar. I come in and I see 40 of them on one side, 60 of them on the other side. So, pirsha achas me arboim, eina oseris. Echas vishishim oseris. So then, if one leaves the 40, it does not aser. What leaves the 60? It does aster. So the question is, what's the svara for that? Why do we say that one, if one from the 40 comes out, then the other 39, even that one is going to be mutter, and it's not going to aster if it falls into something else. Why? Because I'm allowed to say, you know what? It's all in the 60. The iser is in the 60. That's the rove. So therefore, the one that came out is mutter. We'll see. That one, though, has to come out. You don't just say that the 40 are mutter. So, achas mi shishim nami. But even one from the 60. Why don't we say, amrina nisra baruba isa? Why don't we say one that came out of the 60? The rove is in the 59 left. Just like by the 40, we're allowed to say the iser is in the 60. By this one that came out of the 60, we should say, the iser is in the 59. Ella, but rather, what must we say? Im pirshu arba'im kulam lamakam echad. This is what it means. If all 40 then fall into another mixture, ein osros. That's what it means. It doesn't aser. Why? Svek sveka, Rashi says. Maybe what you're picking up is from the new, what it fell into, and even if it's from what's earlier, but it is still maybe it's not from what was usser. It's unclear in the Rashi. Rashi has two lines. I'm not going to read it inside out. Whether it's based on the fact that it's in the rove, maybe what you picked up is in the new, whatever it fell into, which is mutter, and even if it's what it fell from, but maybe it's from the 40 and not the, it's not from the 60, and therefore that's why it's mutter. So it's based on the fact that there's a rove. Or is it just purely svek sveka? Maybe it's from the new, and even if it's from the new, maybe it's not the one that fell in. Nafkabita, what if it's 50-50? Svas Emma says, he's not sure. What would Rashi say if it was 50-50? And then it fell in. Is it dafka that there was a rove on the other side, or that there's just another part of the mixture? So the Sfas Emes is not sure what Rashi would say there. Okay, but either way, back to the Gemara. So if 40, the whole 40 fell into another mixture, so then it's mutter. Shishim l'makam echad. But if 60 fell in, osro. So if the whole 60 fell in, it's all aser. Right, that is the chiluk. And again, Rashi is either based on svek sveka or based on the rove over there. Ki amrite kami de Shmuel. When Rav said this in front of Shmuel, Amalek Shmuel argued, Hanach lavodes kochavim, shesveka, v'svek sveka, asura atzof ha'olam. Says Shmuel, sorry, svek sveka doesn't have, avodah zarah doesn't have the heter of svek sveka, as we discussed last week, whether it's based on rove, whether it's based on something derabanan lakula, machlokas rashba ra'ah, that we mentioned on, I think, Friday or Thursday. So Shmuel says, no. The chumra of avodah zarah, it's us or even svek sveka. So we'll get to, let's continue first, but then we will come back if we have time to other examples of items, halachic context that are not batel even in svek sveka. Okay, but first we'll continue. So the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether svek sveka is us or by avodah zarah. Remember the Rambam held like Rav. Halachic Rav v'isurei, and therefore it's mutter. Meisvei. Suffik avodas kochavim asura v'svek sveka mutaris. Seems to be breeding beforeish. Ketzad, kosh avodas kochavim shafala otzer malikosos. You have a cup of avodas zara, a cup that was used, let's say, for wine libations for avodas zara, that got mixed up into your storehouse of kosos. Comes up all the time. Something got trafed up, and it got mixed in. What's the halacha if it got mixed in? You trafed up a fork, and I put it on the side, and it got mixed in, all different halachas. Could you be makel or not? Do you call that a davar sheyesh lo matirin? Because, you know, you could just total your whole kitchen. Do you say it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin if it's a big tircha? That's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. What do you say? Well, maybe we'll get to that if we have time at the end. Remind me, those two things. So, anyway, if it gets mixed into a whole malikos, that's cool, sir. They're all aser. That's one suffix. Pirush echa mehem laribo, ume ribo laribo, mutarin. But if one of them then falls into another 10,000 cups, and then that cup falls into another 10,000 cups, mutter. So you see, svek sveka is mutter, kasha on Shmuel. Answers the Gemara Tanoihi, really it's a machlokas Tanoim, Titania, because the Tosefta says in Mesechas Trumos, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rimone Badan, one of the fruit we had on last week, Badan pomegranates are very chashuv. Osir b'kal shehu, they are not batil. Ketzad, what does that mean? Nafal echad mehel l'toch ribo. Umi ribo l'ribo asurin. Rabbi Yehuda holds that rimoni batan are totally asur even in svek sveka. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, omer mishum Rabbi Shimon. L'ribo asurin. Umi ribo l'shlosho. Mishlosho l'makam echad. Acher mutter. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda seems to hold svek sveka as mutter. So the Gemara says, that's a machlokas tanoim. Shmuel would hold like who? Who would hold like the svek sveka is aser? Like the Tanakama, like Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara says, does that really work? Shmuel Dabar Kaman, who is Shmuel really holding like? Eek, Rabbi Yehuda. If you want to say he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda here is not talking about Avodah Zarah. He's talking about Rimone Badan. So Afila B'shari Surim Aser. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Sfek Sfek is Aser by all Isurim. Not Dafka by Avodah Zarah. Eek, Rabbi Shimon, and if you want to say he holds like Rabbi Shimon. Afila B'avodah Kochavim Nami Shari. Rabbi Shimon says, even by Avodah Zarah Sfek Sfek is Mutter. Doesn't he? Says the Gemara, Bechitei Bashayna Leir Reb Shimon, Evers Kochav Moshari Surim. And you want to say, no. Maybe Reb Shimon is Dafka here, about Rimoni Badon. Maybe Reb Shimon would agree that by Avodah Zarah Sfek Sfek would be Aser. Says the Gemara, that can't be, because we know there are only two opinions out there. And Elohad Tanya, the Brisa we quoted earlier, Savik Avodah Kochav Masura, Sfek Sfek Muteres, Mani, Lorab Yehuda, Lorab Shimon. If you're telling me there are Yehuda Asers everywhere, and even Reb Shimon holds that Sfek Sfek is Aser, Avodah Zarah, who would the author of this Brisa be? So you have to say that Reb Shimon matirs Sfek Sfek across the board. So who's Shmuel like? So like Gemara says, Shmuel's a middle opinion. La olam Reb Shimon. Really, it is, he holds within Reb Shimon Shita, but not totally. Shmuel, Sabalak, Reb Yehuda Bechadu, Paligalei Bechadu. Shmuel, really, Reb Shimon is the author of that Brisa that we just quoted. And who does Shmuel hold like? He holds like, part way, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda by Avodah Zarah. He holds Sfek Sfek is Aser by Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yehuda Lechora rejects the entire principle of Sfek Sfeka. That's what he seems to say here, at least in this context. And he argues with him, Bechada, and he argues with him that it doesn't apply to Shari Surim, it only applies by Avodah Zarah. Okay, so we found a Tana for Shmuel. It's a huge discussion, just to mention it, I'll regal achas. That is Sfek Sfeka, the Shach has all Klalei Sfek Sfeka, just one major machlokas in the Rishonim. I forgot to mention it 2 days ago, but that is, there are two kinds of Sfek Sfekas. This is called Safek Beguf and Safek Bataroves. Safek Beguf is, there's no mixture involved. There's about a double Safek about this person, or this item. Let's say, the Gemara talks about in the first Bagan Ksuba, is a case of Almanas Issa, where if you go in somebody's family, there are so many sfeikas, that a woman was a safek, grusha, safek almana, because her husband threw her a get, and you're not sure if it was close to her or close to him, and then he died. So, and you're not sure, and then the wind blew it. So, and then she got married, and then she married somebody who was a safek, meaning all these sfeikas, a safek challah, from a different, so, and you have this person here. You're not sure if the mother was divorced or not, you're not sure. So, you know, there's no mixture here. That's called a Safek Baguf, or a Sfek Sfeka Baguf. Then there's another type of Sfek Sfeka, that's Safek Sfek Sfeka Batarovis. You know, something that's Aser falls into a mixture, and then that mixture falls into another mixture. That's Sfek Sfeka Batarovis, and a mixture. So, those are Sfek Sfekas that generally we assume are Lakula. The question is, the Machlokas we've shown him is, what about Safek Echad Baguf, Safek Echad Batarovis? That's a machlokas we're showing him. Let's say this is the beginning of Beitza, that Beis and Beitza. And that is you have an egg that you're not sure whether it was laid on Yontif or not. You didn't check your chicken coop before Yontif. So you're not sure if it was laid before Yontif or not. That's Safek Beguf. And then that falls into a mixture. Safek Batarovas. Safek Akabuzovas, Safek Batarovas. Is that Sfek Sfeka Lakula or not? So Rabbeinu Tam holds? That's also Sfek Sfeka Lakula. Which Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam we mentioned 2 days ago. Rabbeinu Tam in this huge tosis that's We had a question in the Girsa on Daf Ayin Beis whether you say Nisara b'Acherim b'Acherim b'Acherim. So that's the case of Beitza, right? Sfeka Asura Sfek Sfeka. So you see, Rabbi Tam there holds that it is Safek Echad Beguf, Safek Echad B'Tarovitz is going to be Lakula. But if you look in the Rihazakein is quoting the Rashba in Beitza Daf Gimel. He says no, Diafilu Nisarva Be'Elef. A sveka koi, v'lav svek sveka hu, d'lo amriyam svek sveka lo hakel ela bebe svekos habos bikoch ataroves, says the Riazake, kagot habasol avarazara, shenafla b'leruba, b'ruba l'ruba, right, our case, kagot kolch advachada, dika ruba, b'ruba shnia, sheni, yishma svek sveka, v'chulu. But here, halo mitchilasa asarta, it's aser, asavik echad beguf, it's aser now. It's also that you can't connect that. That's not Safek Asura. The Torah tells me to treat this as Isser. So once it falls in, it's one Isser falling into the Tarovas. Mitchilas Asra. V'heich techzak v'tatirena achreisha Safek Begufa Mamish. That's a beautiful lumdis on that. Once, after the egg is Safek Asur, So is it still have any side of suffix there? Do you see any suffix or no? Once the halacha said it's aser, now you treat it as iser. Right? Is it like haticha nasas nevela? So that comes up in chulin, chanan. So do you treat it as aser? No, it falls in. It's not a suffix anymore. So that's a machlokas between the Riya Zakin and Rabbi Tam. Okay, let's go weiter. Amar Mar, last line. So what's the case of Svexfeka that was discussed? If it goes, falls in, again, from 10,000 to 3, and then 3 to 10,000. So why do you pick 3? Maishna Shlosha Dikaruba. Why do you say 3? If it 1 falls into 3, because you have a Rov Heter, Shnaim Nami Ikaruba. Even if it fell into 2, it should be okay. 1 into 2. So where it says, my gimel, the tani tartiva hu. That's what it means. It means two and it. Three altogether, but it fell into two. Vibayisema, or, says the Gemara. Now, what is this going back on? Rashi says it's going back on Shmuel. Right? Who is Shmuel holding like? Svexfeka is usher by Avodah Zarah. Is it the previous Shita? He holds like half of Rabbi Yehuda, half of Rabbi Shimon? Or a different answer, Samuel Karmeliezer. He holds like Karmeliezer, who, in a Mishnah Avodah Zarah, Rashi quotes it here, holds that Svexfeka is usher by Avodah Zarah. So he finds another Tana out there. Fine. Period. Amar Reish Lakish. Chavish al Truma Shenis Arva B'mei Chavios. A barrel of Truma that got mixed into 100 barrels. V'nof Lachas V'yali Amamelach. And then one of them fell into the Yamamelach. Hutru Kulon. So again, they are all mutter. The Amrina and Hach the Nafal, the Isra Nafal, the one that fell in was the one that was Truma. The Istrach, the Rav Nachman, Vizach the Reish Lakish. And I need both statements. The Amid Aleph Rav Nachman by Avodah Zarah, and the second statement of Reish Lakish about Truma. I need both Avodah Zarah and Truma, and a ring and a barrel. De'imi, the Rav Nachman, if I only had the first case, Hava Amida Hanimi Levosko Chavim, I would have thought only Avodah Zarah there, De'in Lamatirin, because there's no way to get out of Avodah Zarah. So there's no way, so you can be Mekel there, because there's nothing, you don't have any other options. Avod Truma, the Yesh Lamatirin, lo. But by Truma, which has Matirin, maybe I would say no. You can't rely on just one fell out because it's Yesh Lamatirin. What's Yesh Lamatirin? What would you have said is Yesh Lamatirin? So I would have said, you could be Shoal on your Hafrashas Truma. Right, you'll go back on your Hafrashas Truma. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, why is Yesh Lamatirin? Because you could sell it to a Kohen. Sell it to a Kohen, except for the value of the Truma Shabo. So why doesn't the Gemara's, the Rashi say that? So I saw the Achronim say it because the Gemara says elsewhere, because you're not supposed to be Shoal on your Truma, so that's why it's not called the Yesh Lamatirin. Because if it's something you're not supposed to do. Okay. Vibi de Reish Lakish, and if you only have Reish Lakish, this second case, Havamina Chavis to Midkor Nefilasa, maybe only by a barrel where it's clear. Everybody sees you're missing a barrel. That's where it would be okay, Avol Tabaslo Midkor Nefilasa, but by a ring where it's not recognizable, Rashi explains you should be Gozer, that you might make a mutter even if nothing falls out. Lo, so you wouldn't have said it. Kamash Atrichis. That's why you need both the barrel case and the ring case. So again, there's two differences. The first side of the Tzrichusa focuses on Avodah Zarah versus Truma. The second one focuses on ring versus barrel. Right, that's the interesting two sides of the Tzrichusa. Good. Amar Rabba. Lohi de Reish Lakish ala Chavis. The Midkor Nefilasa. Rabba says, Reish Lakish only matter to barrel because it's clear. Avol Te'ena lo. But if you had figs mixed up, no. Pashtus, Rabba's arguing with what we just said. We just said Kamash Blood even if it's low Midkor Milsa. So pashtus of this statement is that Rabba's arguing what we just said. Just put in brackets. The Rambam sheet is difficult. The Achronim point out. Because the Rambam seems to hold like both. Meaning holding that you're allowed to have it by Tabas, but he also says it doesn't say it by Te'ena. Okay, problem. Look there. For Rav Yosef Amar, no. Afilu Te'ena, kid filas kach aliyas. Rav Yosef, no. Even if one fig falls out, just like when it fell in, it asered just with one. So too when it goes up, it asers even with one. If you have a barrel of truma that's with 100 barrels. So the problem is, bittul doesn't take place. Why? Because we had on Friday, one of the six items that is not batel is a closed barrel. Closed barrel is not batel because it's chashav. So what do you do here? So you have everything is usher. So you know what Rabbi Elazar says? Poseach echad mehen, open one. Open one. Oh, so now what? So now one's open. So now this one is batel. V'notel emena kidei dimua. And then you take out of it kidei dimua, meaning whatever percentage has to be given to the Kohen. Rashi says one 101s, right? One 101s. And fishosa. And then drink it. Well, that's what you could do. So Yosef Rav Dimi become the Hashmaitzer. Rav Dimi said this over. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said to him, "Gama v'shazi kachalina hacha." What do I see here? Swallowing, opening it, swallowing. Meaning, how do you open it? Mevatlan isla chachila. So what are you talking about? How can you create bittul here? You can open the barrel in order for it to be batel. Right? So how are you allowed to do that? Elahach ema niftecha achas mehen. Don't tell me that kid anymore. Vishos said, "No, it's only if it happened by itself. Not possible. You can't do it. Niftecha. It's only if it happened by itself." Okay, so that's what we discussed at length that night. Ein mevatlan isla chachila. All the svaris and the limitations of it. Amar Rav Oshia Vayter Chavish al Truma Shenazar Bebeva Chamishim Chavios. Same thing. A barrel fell into 150 barrels. The nifta. So while they're all closed, they're not batil. The niftechu meya mehen, and 100 of them got opened by itself. Notel heimenek deidimor b'shosa. So take out the percentage. Why? Because of Gezel Kohen. Even by truma we pasuk it. Even if it's batil, you got to give a little bit to the Kohen. Because Gezel Kohen b'shosa drink the rest. V'sha'ar and the other ones that are still closed asur and ashi yiftechu. They're asur until they happen to open. Lo amrinan isur b'ruba isa. We don't say in this case that whatever was drunk already or taken out already was the truma. So most assume that this is against what we said earlier, unless you have to be mechalik. Next, haroveya nirba v'chulu. So back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said if you have roveya, nirba, treifa, all these animals that got mixed in, so you have to let them all leave that together. Mum, and buy new animals with the money, and buy b'tmiya yafesh shabahen. The most expensive animals, buy a carbon and bimak of that, and the rest is mutter. So bishlama kul hu lo yadia. Fine, by all of them, it's a real mixture. You can't tell the difference. Roveya nirba. The animal looks the same. So you could come up that it's a mixture. Elahai treifa hechidami. But by a treifa, can't you tell what's a treifa? There's no mixture if you could tell which it is. I yadia le, if you know which is a treifa, lacy velishkale, take it out. I lo yada le, mina yada diyare. And if you don't know, how do you know it's a treifa? How do you know it got mixed up? So what's the case of treifa? So the Gemara gives three answers. Number one, Ami de Rabbi Yanai, Hacha b'Maya Skinon could go diyarev nekuvas hakotz b'drusas hazeiv. You had an animal which got a prick, and you're not sure if it's nekuvas hakotz. That's your animal got stuck by a thorn. That does not make the animal a treifa, but it got mixed in with other animals that were bitten by a wolf, which does the halakhic status of a treifa, and it looks the same. So that's why you can't tell the difference. That's number one. The Reish Lakish Amar. Reish Lakish says, no, different code, the Arev Binafula. It got mixed in with an animal that fell off a high cliff. A Nefula. So the Gemara says, Nefula Nami Lib Techa. What do you mean? So check. If it fell off, so still check it if it's a treifa or not. So the Gemara says, no, Ksavar, he holds like the opinion of the Tzricha Meisleis. Even if the animal walked around after it fell off, you gotta wait. You gotta wait 24 hours. Because still, maybe this animal is in shock. And it's going to come out within 24 hours. Holcha, even an animal walks, Sricha Medika. But in all these cases, Nefula is still a Suffolk. Still a Suffolk, and then it got mixed in. Rabbi Yirmiya Amar, could go Diyari Bevlad Trefa. Oh, the Trefa had a baby. So that Vlad, Hayotse Min Hatame Tame. Hayotse Min Asar Asar. So it's Asar to give that Vlad Trefa. According to Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar, he's the Amar, Vlad Trefa, Likra, Vagabayam, Mizbeach. Said, why? Because it's Kala Yotzim and Ha'asr. So, and that doesn't look any different than the others. So, three answers. So, why did each one not hold to the other ones? Kuluk, Rabbi Yanai, Lo Amri. They all didn't like Rabbi Yanai, the first opinion. Why? Bein Nekubas, Hakos, Ladruva, Sazazayv. You can tell the difference between a thorn and a wolf. Made the idea. It's known. Hai Mashich, Bahai Agil. A wolf grabs. So, it's like a line. A cut that's a line, not a perfect hole.
In that case, are you only dealing with two animals?
But it's explaining the Mishnah. Explaining the Mishnah. The Mishnah got said it got mixed up with a bunch of different animals. Yeah. So you have to say the case of the Drusas Haret, the Trefa one got mixed in with other ones that got the Mutter ones or the Coats ones. Say it in that direction. But even if, right, even with two others, even Bittul Barov, but it doesn't work because it's Balechayim, whatever the case is. So there's a difference. They say this one is pulled, and this one is a perfect circle. If it's a thorn, that's number one. What does the Tanakhama? What does the first opinion hold? Machlokas and Metzias. It's a hard one. Kareish Lakish Lo Amri Kasavri Amdei Nitzricha Beis Leis Halchei Nitzricha Medika. And Reish Lakish says there's no. They don't like Reish Lakish. Why? Because the other sheetahs would hold that no, a Nefula is a Trefa. Period. Immediately. So you know which one it is. Kareb Yirmiya Lo Amri Kareb Lazar Lo Mukmi. Yirmiya also they would reject because they wouldn't hold like a Malazar, that Vlad Trefa is Usar, Lagabe, Hamizbeach. Okay, I guess we have to stop here. I owe you Davar Sheish Lamatirin. But Hashem, we will come back to that. Maybe we'll have some time tomorrow to discuss Davar Sheish Lamatirin. And if not, Od Chazon Lamoed. Okay, today's shiur, again, we thank the sponsors, Shimi and Karen Ehrenreich, for sponsoring in memory of Milton Ehrenreich, whose yard site is on Chaf Shvat.